From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama in Hanoi says the Vietnamese and the American people are embarking on a 100-year journey together. Whether the two countries can solidify their relationship, Mr. Obama says his visit has put it on a firmer footing for decades to come. Earlier today in Hanoi, he spoke of the war the two countries fought over 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In the audience today were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting the rights to freedom of speech and the press, as well as the right to freedom of assembly, are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities have got the evacuation of an informal refugee camp in Indomini underway. It began at dawn this morning with at least 400 police officers sent into the camp. The camp itself houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities have promised there will be no force used in evacuating the refugees. Where this evacuation differs from previous attempts is that in recent months, Greek authorities have confirmed the existence and locations of 9 camps around Thessaloniki so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are ready and waiting for them. While the Taliban have still not officially confirmed or denied the death of their chief, Mullah Akbar Mansour, in a U.S. drone attack, insurgent leaders appear to be preparing the ground for a new leadership transition. In a Pashto-language statement released to pro-Taliban media outlets, a senior member of the group's so-called Rabari Shura, or Leadership Council, urged Taliban fighters not to pay attention, to desist from drawing conclusions. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say an operation is underway in Syria to liberate Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State in that country. In a video posted online, leaders of the U.S. allied group said the offensive to liberate the city is underway, the first step to free the northern parts of the city. Meanwhile, the WHO is condemning a series of bomb blasts claimed by the IS that killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet coastal cities on Monday. That's Mahmoud Hassan, a resident of Tartus, who says the series of blasts in his city targeted a garage and a supermarket. The bombs also struck a hospital, bus stations, and an electric power station. Again, they were in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. Emerson College analyst Yasser Munif says the bombings represent a change in tactics by the IS group, which is clearly under pressure.
ISIS is trying to bring attention to the coast with a majority Alawite population and try to trigger some kind of sectarian conflict between Sunni and the Alawite and the Shia, because it's under a lot of pressure in other areas in Syria and Iraq.
The IS group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. The mothers of two Somali Americans on trial in the United States for allegedly planning to join the Islamic State say their sons were set up by an FBI informant. The women spoke to VOA Somalia outside a Minneapolis courtroom Monday, after the government's star witness told the court under cross-examination the FBI paid him over $100,000. The mother of one defendant called Bashar a criminal motivated by money. The other defendant's mother decried what she called incorrect information being used by prosecutors. Ethiopia's former health minister and current foreign minister is throwing his hat in the ring to become Africa's first and only candidate for the post of Director General of the WHO. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization has never had a Director General from Africa. Tedros Adhanom promises to wage a vigorous campaign to achieve that goal.
We have never given a chance to Africa or a developing country to see the global health from that perspective, and to see the global health from those who can understand the root cause of the problem that they have.
Tedros rejects the assertion that he should be appointed to head the WHO because it is time for an African to assume this post. But he notes by virtue of his being an African, he can present a fresh perspective to global health issues. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Marty Johnson, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.